Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the biz meeting to order. First order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana from the Advocate, Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence at tract number 43018 through 43041 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statute of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale, and there would be no tract to be recommended to be withdrawn from the sale today, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tracts 43018, 19, or 20. We did receive one bid on tract 43021, advertised as 1,912.68 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 390.79 acres. The bidder is West Delta 55 LP. West Delta 55 LP. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $84,019.85. $84,019.85, or a per acre value of $215. Annual rentals are $42,009.93. $42,009.93. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on tract 43022 or 43023. We did receive one bid on tract 43024, advertised as 2,483.75 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 109.04 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $234,545.04. $234,545.04. Or a per acre value of $2,151. Annual rentals are $117,272.52. $117,272.52. Royalties are 23.5%. We did not receive any bids on tract 43025. We did receive one bid on tract 43026, advertised as 1.95 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Eagle Stone Energy Partners LP. Eagle Stone Energy Partners LP. The bid is for a 1-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,001.44. $2,001.44. $1,000.44, or a per acre value of $1,026.38. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 43027, 2A, or 29. We did receive one bid on track 43030, advertised as 59 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Oryx Exploration, Inc. Oryx Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $20,650. $20,650. Or a per acre value of $350. Annual rentals are $10,325. $10,325. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 43031. We received 3 bids on track 43032. Advertises 2,009 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 181 acres. The bidder is Gray Production Company. Gray Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $200,367. $200,367. Or a per acre value of $1,107. Annual rentals are $100,183.50. $100,183.50. Royalties are 23%. The second bid on track 43032 is for a portion containing 185 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $69,930. $69,930. Or a per acre value of $378. Annual rentals are $34,965. $34,965. Royalties are 23%. The third bid on track 43032 is for a portion containing 235 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $102,695. $102,695, or a per acre value of $437. Annual rentals are $51,347 and 50 cents. $51,347.50. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on track 430, 3334, or 35. We received one bid on track 43036, advertised as 2,418.16 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 32.91 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,761.57. $10,761.57. Or a per acre value of $327. Annual rentals are $5,380.79. $5,380.79. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 43037. We did receive one bid on track 43038, advertised as 2,261 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 592 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $489,584. $489,584, or a per acre value of $827. Annual rentals are $244,792. $244,792. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on track 43039. We did receive one bid on track 43040. Advertised as 216.79 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 111.99 acres. The bidder is West Delta 55 LP. West Delta 55 LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $23,181.93. $23,181.93. Or a per acre value of $207. Annual rentals are $11,590.97. $11,590.97. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on track 43041, advertised as 27.44 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,232. $8,232. or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $4,116. $4,116. Royalties are 23%. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn opening the bids meeting, and the committee meeting will continue around 9:30.
I don't know if they didn't bid it or what. Or maybe they didn't put it on the bid. Ask them.
In what century?
Oh, it was horrible, wasn't it?
No.
You couldn't see.
I was passing Cortana Mall at 5:15, leaving here at 5:30, and then I got to O'Neill Lane at, it was about 5:30, and I went to the Rice in the Roof, and I got us some gumbo and stuff, but they give you a whole...
Okay, it's ready. Press the button at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And slide that up. Oh, you just need the...
Yeah, the time.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I don't want to be playing on that.
Morning.
Surrounding the state lease 173 number 2,
and the drilling of the State East 173 number 3 well. By letter dated December 4, 2012, Rockwell Petroleum reported that during the month of August 2012, a coal tubing unit was used to clean out the stuck pipe in the State Lease 173 number 2 well, resulting in an immediate increase in production. However, paraffin buildup in the tubing continues to create problems in the producing of this well. It was also reported that the drilling of the State Lease 173 number 3 well has been delayed to 2013. The staff recommends by April 10, 2013, the Rockwell Petroleum report on their efforts to drill the State Lease 173 number 3 and other activities affecting this lease. Our next lease is State Lease 1217 at Beta Chain. Swift Energy operating as our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on June 13, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that Swift be granted an extension until December 31, 2012 to spud their obligatory well located on or affecting the non-productive acreage on the lease or release 700 acres. By letter dated December 31, 2012, and from a phone conversation, Swift Energy reported that they had drilled their obligatory well, the Beta Chain UB number 157 well, to a TD of 11,233 feet. According to Swift, the preliminary results of the well were disappointing in the deeper objectives, and Swift is underway evaluating a shallower objective for a possible completion attempt. The staff recommends that Swift, upon completion of the well, submit a six-month report, including results of the well, and a new plan of development for the non-productive acreage on the lease. That concludes my portion. Are there any questions? If not, Mr. Barnes Miller.
Hi, good morning. There are two force majeure items for the board to consider today. The first item is Stone Energy at State Lease 15074, 17309, and A0285 in all four Terrebonne Parish. These leases were affected by the Tennessee Gas Pipeline leak in January of 2011. That force majeure condition still exists today, and Stone plans to meet with staff later this month to discuss a proposed gas storage project to restore production. Staff recommends extending this force majeure recognition for 6 months to the July 10, 2013 board meeting. The second item is a request by Sylvan Energy to recognize a force majeure condition affecting State Lease 1337. This is a rig availability situation. Staff recommends granting this force majeure recognition until the February 13, 2013 board meeting. Are there any questions?
Yep, I'll make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Are there any questions from the board? Any public comment at this time? I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Segura. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting.
Move.
I have a motion from Ms. Smith. Second from Mr. Cordero. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
To call the order of the nomination contract evaluation committee meeting. It's time to have a roll call. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Harper?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mrs. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
We have a board. Also, I appoint the partner of my designee to present you to the
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 24 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the land is located for today's lease sale. 18 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the March 13, 2013 lease sale or pending approval by the board for advertising. Staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received in this office for the March 13, 2013 lease sale.
Thank you. Any public comment? Comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Let's see, I need a motion and second.
I'm sorry, motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Need a motion and second for the adjournment meeting. Motion by Mr. Arnold. Second by Mr. Smith. Meeting is adjourned.
Item number one on the audit agenda is a recoupment request from Elog Exploration Company for an overpayment in the amount of $110,318.65. State lease numbers involved are 18949 and 1942. For the sales month of April 2011, Elog paid gas royalties on incorrect volumes and values, which resulted in an overpayment. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment was made, and we recommend that Elog Exploration Company be allowed to recoup an overpayment of $110,318.67 from future royalties.
You've heard of Ms. Newman's recommendations? Move by Mr. Smith, second by Mrs. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? We're hearing more objections. Hearing none, item passes. Item two.
Item number two is a request to place Brigham Oil and Gas LP on demand for unpaid gas royalties, which were the result of a field audit. A billing letter was sent to Brigham on December 16, 2011. An extension was requested and granted until February 13, 2012. A response letter along with additional detail was received on February 23, 2012. Staff reviewed the information and a reply was sent on July 9, 2012. Since the company did not respond, a second billing letter was issued on September 9, 2012. Pre-demand was issued October 26, 2012. And we also sent a third billing letter on November 13, 2012. Total audit exceptions outstanding are $76,345.81 with interest and penalty accruing daily. Several attempts have been made by staff to try to resolve the outstanding audit issues, but it's been difficult to get any cooperation from Brigham. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with this request.
Yes, have you heard the staff report recommendations? Any questions?
Have we had any trouble with them in the past?
Not that I am aware of. I think this is the first significant issue we've had with Brigham.
Any further questions from the committee? Any questions from the public? We have a motion to approve staff recommendation. Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Cadero. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Item
3. Item number 3 is a request from Intervest Operating LLC to extend the allowable time of a payment made under protest as a result of a field audit. The field audit for Intervest Operating LLC began November 14, 2005, for the period July 2002 through December 2004. On July 16, 2007, Intervest paid $213,510 in royalty exceptions and $66,902 in interest for a total of $280,412 paid under protest. Intervest disputes these exceptions and actually asserts that royalty was overpaid rather than underpaid, and therefore there's zero recoupment. Numerous meetings have been held with staff and representatives of Intervest, but resolution has not been reached. Intervest Operating LLC was placed on demand at the March 9, 2011 board meeting. Since that time, we have met with a contractor on behalf of Intervest to resolve audit issues. As of October 2012, the contractor is reviewing information regarding the exceptions as provided by staff.
We have staff report recommendation. The motion, please. Move Ms. Smith for approval. Second by Mr. Cordero. Any comments or questions from the committee?
I do want to clarify, what I presented was informational purposes, so there was no...
No action needed?
Well, there is action needed, but it will be a recommendation based on what the board recommends. They're requesting time to extend their payment under protest. It expires as of January 31st of this month. So if we deny their extension request, the money is returned to them, all the money that was paid under protest for the audit is returned to Intervest, and all of the penalty starts accruing again. I'm happy to answer any questions.
How much time are they asking for a week?
They didn't specify how much time they needed, and I don't even think we have representatives from Intervest in the audience.
Just to clarify, they initially paid this in 2007.
Right.
So they've had 5 years to resolve it already.
Right.
So do we have to grant any more time? Is that what I'm understanding?
Rachel, could you explain again what happens if we agree not to give them additional time?
If we do not give them additional time, we return the money to them as of January 31st. Then the interest and penalty starts accruing all over again. It goes back to when they make the original payment. When they pay under protest, we put it in an escrow account, and interest and penalty stops at the date that they pay. So it's in their interest to make the payment and work it out with us at a later date.
What if we postpone it for 30 days and request they attend the next number board meeting, or we take the action on the local?
Well, it expires January 31st, and the next board meeting will be in February.
Right, so it's
on February. Instead of 20 days or 30 days. Mm-hmm. So February, we can have time to
notify them formally, action on the board. Also, we expect somebody here.
And I did receive this request last week, Friday actually. So this was added to the agenda on Monday of this week.
Okay, so since there was no staff recommendation, the first motion was not needed or reported against. Mr. Harper, was that a motion that you made?
Yes, yes.
So a motion to extend the period for 30 days. Second, Mr. Smith, I think we have the Attorney General or something.
Jackson Lundgren, Attorney General's Office. I've been working with Ms. Newman on this Intervest audit. They're pretty recalcitrant and difficult to work with. Chances are it's probably going to end up in some sort of litigation or settlement. This thing's been out there since 2007, but there have been meetings and negotiations. It's nothing to do with them. It's just they're difficult to work with, and we have our position and they have theirs, and nobody's going to take the next step. But you may have to do good for some. So just wanted to let y'all know about that. As far as the interest and penalty, or as far as the payment, I think which one is probably sufficient. I guess my point is I don't expect the issue to be resolved as far as who knows who what by next meeting, unfortunately.
But we can certainly make the request to them to appear next board meeting and explain their position.
Okay. And I'd like you to add to the legal title conference committee next month as well.
I wouldn't say so. I mean, until...
I think we can include them on the audit. I hope we can include them on the audit as well.
Maybe, but,
you know,
but for now, it's just us.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
No,
this is the second to second. Any other comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Item number four is the staff report to the committee that the election for January 2013 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Dunn, for the report. I'll be there for the business and we are adjourned.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to open the legal and title controversy committee. Designate Mr. Heck and Ms. Gould to present the information. Roll is, if you'd like to call the roll, Mr. Smith, Darrell Smith.
Here.
Mr. Darrow.
Here.
Mr. Harper.
Here.
Ms. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Klein.
Here.
And Mr. Arnold.
No problem.
Dr. Ed Klein.
Before we get started, I just have one announcement. Today is April's last day with us here at the office. We want to thank her for the excellent job she's done for us and to wish her well.
Thank you. Okay. Item number one, request by New Century Exploration Incorporated for a waiver of all or a portion of the liquidated damage assessment levied on the late release of State Lease 18434. In Calcasieu Parish. The assessment is $10,800, and according to the criteria, staff is recommending a reduction to $735.76. And both the criteria and the worksheet for calculating the reduction should be in your packets.
Okay. Any questions or discussion?
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Arnold. Is that a second? Accept that recommendation. Second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item 2.
Item number two is a request for final approval of a lease amendment between the State Mineral Board and Hillport Energy 1 LP and Anadarko U.S. Offshore Corporation. Whereas parties want to add force majeure language to the lease and the other required clauses, and this affects State Lease 1170 in Cameron Parish, and it's on the docket at item 13-1. We do recommend final approval.
All right, any questions or discussion?
Move to accept staff's recommendation.
We have a motion by Mr. Collins to accept the staff's recommendation to approve that lease amendment. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3.
Mm-hmm. Item number 3 is a request for final approval of an operating agreement between the State Mineral Energy Board and Hillport Energy 1 LP. This operating agreement would create an operating track with state production interest starting at 25% and increasing to 25.5%. The track is 710.2 acres. Former State Lease 20563 in Terrebonne Parish, and it is on the docket as item 13-3. We do recommend final approval.
Any questions or discussion?
A motion to make final approval and operate agreement?
We have a motion by Ms. Gunnell to accept staff's recommendation to approve the operating agreement. Do we have a second? Second by Mr. Cadero. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.
Thank you. Item number 4 is a request by staff to ratify changing the primary terms from 5 to 3 years on State Leases 21078 and 21079, and to accept the leases that were originally accepted at the December 2012 lease sale. with the exception that the five-year term be rescinded and replaced with a three-year term. And I mean, basically what happened, these were two inland tracks that were bid at the December lease sale last month, and they were bid with five-year terms, which can't be accepted. They have to be three-year terms, and most of the deep well, which they haven't proven. So the recommendation is to continue the acceptance of the bids, but just change the primary term. Everything else would remain.
Reduce it to 3 years.
Reduce it to 3 years, correct.
Okay. Any discussion or questions? Have a motion by Mr. Smith. Motion by Mr. Smith to accept the staff's recommendation to reduce the lease term from 5 years to 3 years on those particular leases. Second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? Yes.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pat Theophilus, the Office of Oil, Gas, and Land Services. I just wanted the record to reflect, whenever we submitted these nominations, that we did have a cover letter on there requesting the five-year term. These nominations were submitted probably about 2 to 3 months prior to, which we did not bid on, and they were for the five-year term. So when we submitted these at a later date, we did have a cover letter on there. But I just wanted the records to reflect that we had requested the five-year term, and not knowing that, you know, we didn't proceed forward with the five-year advertisement. So that was the reason that we had the five-year on there.
Let me also say that these tracks were advertised with a three-year term.
Right, that is correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Harrison. Thanks, Pat. There's no further discussion or public comment. All in favor?
Aye.
For the motion. All opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you. And that concludes the legal title agenda.
Great. Thank you. Do I have a motion to adjourn the legal and title conference committee? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. Smith. And public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. We adjourn.
Back to the committee of the board. I need roll call first. Mr. Smith? Mr. Caro?
Here.
Mr. Hopper?
Here.
Mr. Sandra? Mr. Smith? Mr. Clark?
Here.
Mr. Hopper? We do have a quorum. I have partner Mr. Diaz as the spokesman for our center. Good. It's all yours. Okay.
Good morning. The staff of the Petroleum Land Division of the Office of Mineral Resources have reviewed those items requiring board approval for the 2013 docket and recommends the following. Category A, state agency leases. There were no items submitted for this category. For category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 6. Defer item number 7. Please approve items number 8 through items number 14. Defer items 15 through items 18. Please approve items number 19 and 20. Defer items 21. Please approve items number 22 and 23. 24, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Defer items 25 and 26. Item 27, approved, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Defer items number 28, 29, and 30. For category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers. There were no items submitted for this category. For category D, advertised proposal. Please approve items number 1 through items number 3. And that will complete the staff recommendation to the doctor that we can.
Thank you, Mr. Dennis, for your report. Any motion to approve? Move on, Mrs. Sankler, approve staff recommendation. Second on Mrs. Segura. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? I'm here to oppose. All of them down.
recommendations are approved.
And with that, we are adjourned. Any questions for adjournments? No questions for our second one, Smith. Anyone opposed? Here, I'm aware of adjournments.
This time, I'd like to convene the regular board meeting. Ms. Dodge, you give us a roll call, please.
Sure. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Harper?
Here.
Mr. Cabello?
Here.
Mr. Diaz? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders? Mr. Smith?
Yeah.
Ms. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present in the forum.
Great, thank you. Welcome, everyone. Happy to be here. And item 2 is the approval of the December 12, 2012 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes? Move by Mr. Cadero, second by Mr. Arnold. Any questions, any discussion, any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Okay.
All opposed, and motion carries. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. 3A, lease review committee, B, nomination and track committee, C, audit committee, D, legal and title controversy committee, and E, the docket review committee. Any discussion or questions on those committee recommendations? Any public comment?
To approve.
No, we have a motion approved by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. Klein. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Those committee recommendations are approved. Item 4 is the executive session. For our technical briefing, do I have a motion to go into the executive session? Move on to Mr. second on Mr. Smith. Any public comment? Not all in favor? Opposed? Mr. Carey, we're in executive session. We'll be back in just a second.
Here,
and that was just Daniel, but she joined our staff this year.
All right, and there is a information sheet in the back of your packets if you want to check it out, the report, and bring it home and review it. And also, April, thank you again, and good luck. And if no further ado, if there's no other business announcements, do you have much to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Cadero, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? No. All in favor? Opposed? That motion carries. We are adjourned, and we'll see you next month. Thank you very much.